time for Celebrity Sleaze with Kyle and Rachel.
So Pope Watch 2013 is finally over.
Habemus papam.
And for all of us who speak English, we have a new pope.
There we go. We do. I never thought I would be so engaged to watching a cloud of white smoke come out of a chimney like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And like, now the thing is, if you see smoke, now is when you call 911. Like, the pope has been chosen. Smoke is a bad thing from this point on.
At first, FYI, when I was watching yesterday, I didn't know if we had a new pope. I didn't know if Snoop Dogg had overtaken the Sistine Chapel. I didn't know what was going on.
I was hoping Snoop Dogg was the new pope, actually. That would be way better.
Or Shizzle Dizzle.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Anyway. Our actual pope, he's 76-year-old Jorge Mario Bergoglio. He's from Argentina, but his pope name is Pope Francis. He's the first one from outside Europe in more than a century, which I think is pretty sweet. He's also, he was the runner-up last time they picked a pope, so this is on the news, and I was like, you go, Glenn Coco. I was like, you were first runner-up, now you're the winner. Now you get the crown. I'm so, it's like Seabiscuit.
And he's got that, what is it, the pope-mobile he gets to drive around
but
too?
But you know what's even better, though, is like, they're talking about him, and to me, he's like a badass. He's like that back of the class, like chill dude. Like, he always, you know, took a bus to work. He cooked for himself. He didn't live in like the palace that he was offered up to live at home in Argentina. He had a little apartment. He just doesn't care. But you know what? Now I'm a little Seabiscuit is risen to the top. Start at the bottom. Now we poke.
I love that he went out there like a boss. I love this guy. A lot of swag. I just hope he installs a Beats by Dre system up in that Pope-mobile.
That's a good
Boom.
Look. That's
there
a really good look. I approve of that. But speaking of upgrades, Lady Gaga, of course, she's been recovering from her hip surgery that she had last month, and she's been getting around using a wheelchair naturally, but this is not just any wheelchair. She's been whipping around in this 24-karat gold-plated wheelchair that's modeled after a throne because she's got it like that.
They see me rolling.
They hating Gaga's wheelchair. I think it's awesome. I mean, it's even like it's black and gold, okay? So it looks like she robbed a mob boss for this thing, okay? It even has this little like leather, like sun umbrella sort of thing, like a stroller has that you put over you. So it looks ridiculous, but then again, it's exactly what I expect out of Lady Gaga. The only thing I'm waiting on is for them to admit that it's actually made of recycled rapper's grills because, I mean, it is pimping.
Good for her for being energy efficient with her little new whip she has
just
in her
recycle
life.
Recycle it, okay? That's Celebrity Sleaze.
They're going to be at IU, I think, during Little Five, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Woo. It's Macklemore on Radio Now 100.9.